Welcome to Learn Arabic Bundle, Easy Introduction for Beginners by ArabicPod101.com. This 3-in-1 audiobook bundle is for absolute beginners who are brand new and are starting from zero. You'll learn the language easily just by listening and following along with the quick 10-minute lessons. In each lesson, you'll hear a conversation between two native speakers. Then our teachers will translate and explain every word and grammar rule so that you understand everything and be ready to speak. So press play and listen along. You can also follow along with the accompanying PDF and never miss a word. And remember, if you want to learn Arabic even faster with a complete and structured system, visit ArabicPod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account today. Get full access to the ArabicPod101.com learning system. That's hundreds of audio and video lessons from beginner to advanced. A structured learning pathway to follow. Study tools such as spaced repetition flashcards and app access for learning on the go. Audiobook number 1.
Welcome to Basic Bootcamp. This 5-part series will help you ease your way into Arabic. We'll go over all the basics that will really help you understand Arabic much quicker and easier, and we'll have fun doing it.
In this lesson, you will learn how to introduce yourself, and we'll be listening to a conversation between two people meeting for the first time. أهلاً أنا هالة فرصة سعيدة
أهلاً أنا سايمون أنا أسعد
أهلاً أنا هالة فرصة سعيدة
Hello, I'm هالة. Pleased to meet you.
أهلاً أنا سايمون أنا أسعد
Hello, I'm Simon. Pleased to meet you too.
أهلاً
Hello.
أهلاً 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 وسهلاً
Hello. As a reply
أهلاً وسهلاً أهلاً وسهلاً أنا
I or I am
أنا أنا فرصة سعيدة
It's nice to meet you.
فرصة سعيدة فرصة سعيدة Now, let's move on to the vocab and usage of some phrases in this lesson. We have hello or أهلاً.
So, hello, when can we use this greeting exactly?
It can be used in the morning, day, evening, anytime. We have other greetings for those, but this one is very popular.
And to say فرصة سعيدة, what does it mean?
فرصة سعيدة or it's nice to meet you. This literally means happy chance or happy opportunity. As an expression, it's what we use when we meet someone for the first time. فرصة means chance. You can use it separately in any conversation or context, like that's a good chance. دي فرصة كويسة or I have a good chance in winning the trip and so on. It's just a little bit different when it comes to this part. As we use it as part of the expression itself, not separately.
And what about Saida? From what I remember, it means happy?
Yes, happy for a female. So I could say, Ana Saida, and this means I'm happy. Again, as part of the expression, it goes with a different meaning. So, Forsa Saida, pleased to meet you. And as a reply as well.
Hala, I noticed when we were talking about self-introduction, it was only one word, but I couldn't hear or find anything to indicate the usage of the verb to be.
Very good point, Simon. In Arabic, we never use verb to be with self-introduction. In Arabic, just to say أنا, it means both I or I am. And this is the one we always use when talking about present tense as well. But we will get to that later with more explanations.
Works great for me and sounds easy enough. So, hello, when I introduce myself to someone, what's the best way to do it? Should I use my first or second name?
Well, we always go with the first name basis. If you're in a meeting or business gathering, you might need to go first and second name or first and family name. It really makes no difference to us which one you use in this case.
But when meeting people for the first time, say away from business?
Always go with the first name only. It's more friendly. And for us, that's what we're going to use. Second name here won't make much of a difference, but will sound a little bit strange.
Another thing I notice is how certain